Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ECCR Live. My name's Keith. I'm the producer of the show, and this is presented by ElectronicCigaretteConsumerReviews.com. So, have you had somebody tell you that your electronic cigarette is poisonous? That it's bad for you? And that you should go back to smoking analog cigarettes because they are healthier or better for you than electronic cigarettes? I have heard all kinds of misinformation lately. Basically, what people are reading in certain news articles and watching on certain television programs, they are regurgitating to me like they're facts. Well, they're not facts and they're lies. And there needs to be some health, accountability for things that you say, because it's wrong to say lies, especially when it messes with people's money and their health. So that's where we come into this story today. Apparently, I'm not the only person that's fed up with what's going on, or the others here at Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews. We are all very fed up, and there's a lot of disinformation. Lucky for us, we come into our first story. Grassroots e-cig organization says no more misinformation. So, a grassroots organization coming together. Now, why is there a grassroots organization? Because there's nobody else to protect you. So that's why it's important to have grassroots organizations. So we're going to go ahead. No more lies. We're going to get into this story here. Fed up with false reports on e-cigarette safety that highlight greatly exaggerated e-cig dangers, the Grassroots Smoke-Free Alternatives Trade Association, also known as SFATA, is taking action. The nonprofit Grassroots e-cig organization has simply had enough of seeing e-cig research that is clearly slanted, making the headlines. E-cigarette research is a vital component of growing the industry and getting the word out about these products, but not if it is misleading, and it has been thus far. People want to know the answer to the popular "Are e-cigarettes safe?" question. And the provocative conclusions that are being publicized simply lead people to assume e-cigarettes are terrible. This is unacceptable to the leaders and the members of SFATA, and they are beyond angry about it, as am I, as is everybody in Electronic Cigarette Consumer Reviews. And you are. I'm sure a lot of people are. There's a lot of people that are upset that you have to sit there and you have to deal with somebody arguing with you about electronic cigarettes like they know. Because, you know, nothing's worse than an ex-smoker that, you know, or somebody that smokes sitting there telling you e-cigarettes are bad when they never even tried, you know. So you can't cut this off for people. People that where e-cigarettes are working for them, let it happen. This is my opinion. The nonprofit Smoke-Free Alternatives Trade Association is turning that anger into more than words. They are turning it into dollars that can spur action on the e-cig's safe issue. Their SFATA recently held a fundraiser that saw over $110,000 donated in a span of 3 hours, showing that these folks are more than concerned about the bad press than iffy reports of e-cigarette danger. Great story. Check it out. Check these guys out, because it's a big deal. We really have to hang together, or we'll hang separately. This is about public opinion. We need the public behind us. We can't have people out there just regurgitating lies. So I am so happy that a trade organization's coming together, a grassroots trade organization. And if you don't know what a trade organization is, it's a group of people, usually industry leaders, people that it financially, you know, helps them, and people that feel a passion for the industry, want to see the industry continue. Now this industry produced this trade organization, and the trade organization is going to hold accountable people that make false reports. This is great. People need to be held accountable for lying. So I am so happy about this, really. This is great news. So go on our website, electroniccigaretteconsumerreviews.com, in the news section. Check it out. Grassroots e-cig organization says no more misinformation, and read the whole story there. Thanks for joining us today, and I will see you again real soon. Vape on.